are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
Hey, if you don't know me, my name is Sean. I'm from Adelaide. I'm married, got two beautiful children, Tyson 6, Taylor 4. 10 years ago, I was a primary school teacher living in Western Australia. God put this crazy dream in my heart to quit my job, sell everything that we have, jump in a caravan and travel around Australia and just tell God's families how precious they are to Him and write songs that make Jesus loud for kids. You know, sometimes when you get a dream in your heart, your family will slap you back into reality. Don't be nuts, son. You went to university for 4 years. That's crazy. Why would you do that for? You get a great paying job. We just built the house of our dreams. Why would you do that for to go live in a caravan? I said, you know what? I just can't get it out of my heart. I can't get it out of my mind. It's like God is tormenting me with this, saying, if you don't do this, you're going to remember this for the rest of your life. God's not tormenting me, but He's putting it there saying, I've got something so great. I've got something so good. And I want to tell you, God puts dreams, kids and parents and grandparents, in our heart because He's got the resources and the ability and the people to bring it to pass, to bring it to life. And I want to start, before I do some songs, there's some great songs in store for you today. I want to start with this thought. Jesus says this, if you're new to church, if you're going through a tough time in your life, if you've been praying for something, not seeing it happen, I would encourage you with this. In the book of Luke chapter 13, Jesus says this. He says, what is the kingdom of God like? Kids, ready? Jesus is, that people ask, He's like, how could I explain what God's kingdom and God's way of doing things is like? He said, it's like this. It's like a seed. It's like a mustard seed. Now, hand up, kids, hand up if you've ever planted a seed in a veggie patch, ever. Anyone ever done that? Now, give me a rough idea. How big is a seed? Like, show me in your fingers. How big do you reckon it is? Like, it's pretty tiny, isn't it? It's not very big. And Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like this tiny, tiny little seed. Which what He means is this. The kingdom of God doesn't look like much to the unbeliever. The kingdom of God doesn't look like much at first. Praying doesn't seem like much at first. Coming to church or missing church or not reading the word or whatever doesn't seem like much at first. He says, but when you plant that little seed and you let it grows to become one of the largest herbs that gives branches for birds to nest in. Who knows, can a bird nest on a seed? Can it nest on a seed? No, but when you plant it and water it, it'll grow into a tree in which birds can come and live in. And that's what Jesus is saying. The kingdom of God doesn't seem like much at first, but when you plant it in the soil of your heart, it'll grow. And I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're going through, God's word, the Bible says, will never fail. Heaven and earth will fade away, but God's word will remain. So I want to encourage you this morning, be expectant. Don't let go of the dreams in your heart. And as we sing, as we praise, believe in God, trust in God. Yes, Lord, this word is just seed in my heart. Help me to not be the one that plants it and pulls it out and plants and pulls it out. Help me to keep it planted in your heart. Help me to keep your word planted in my heart. And as we go through the word this morning, as we sing and celebrate, I know that God is going to move powerfully in our hearts and lives. Who wants to get a greater revelation of the Lord's love for you today? Amen? Because we don't want to come play church. Pastor Graham, do you come play church? We don't come to play. Pete, do you come to play church? We don't come to play church. We could be at home sleeping in. We come because the kingdom of God, it doesn't look like much, but we know when we plant it in our heart, it's going to grow something incredible. Amen? Come on, let's pray. Jesus, you're awesome. We love you. We just put faith in your word today as we sing, as we celebrate in a unique way today, in a family service. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your life. We thank you for the anointing that removes burdens. It removes heavy yokes and brings freedom. I thank you for the families here today. I thank you for your love and your power and your life and your hope filling our hearts and filling our mind today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, here's what we're going to do. I want all the kids to come down the front. Come on now, kiddos. If you're sitting with your parents, Family Sunday is a chance for you to give your mum or your dad a break for 10 minutes while Uncle Sean comes and looks after you for a bit. So come on down the front. If you're visiting, don't be shy. Come on down. It's always my favorite part, when half the seat's empty, when the kids come down the front. It's so good. Now, hand up if you have seen me before. You've seen me at school, you've seen me at camp, you've seen me somewhere. Awesome. Well, if you haven't, you're in for a treat, because I am one of Australia's very worst dancers. And that is why Pastor Graham and Pete get me back every year to make themselves feel good about their dance skills. So we're going to do a song. And I know that some of the adults here, believe it or not, kids, a long time ago, these adults were pretty cool. That's hard to believe, I know. But it is actually true. And so today, what I thought is we could give the adults a chance to prove to us that they've still got some awesomeness on the inside. Hand up if you think that your parents are really, really cool. You still believe it. You guys are so kind. Hand up. Hand up if you have... Hand up if you are yet to see any coolness in your parents, okay? Or it's been a while. Okay, well, parents, don't be offended. Here's your chance to show your kids that they're wrong. There's nothing better than showing your children that you're right and they're wrong, just occasionally, not all the time. So we're going to do a song, and this song's called Sing to the Lord, and it's based off my favorite TV show called Thomas the Tank Engine. Have you ever seen that? It goes like this. It goes, sing to the Lord, and you've got to go, woo, woo. Can you try that? One, two, three. Woo, woo. Now, if you're an introvert, I know this is going to be torture for you, okay? So I want to let you know I sympathize with you. But in here, the Bible doesn't talk anything about being an extrovert or an introvert. It just says we're called to walk by faith. So you're going to have faith that the Bible says the joy of the Lord will be your strength. The joy of the Lord will give you strength to overcome your introvertedness. And if you're an extrovert that just loves to dance in the aisles, just calm yourself down. We don't want to freak out the visitors, all right? So we're going to do this song now. And it's got some action. And I want you to just join in. If the person next to you is not dancing, just nudge them. Give them Pete's advice. Do the actions on the inside. You know, come on, smile. Tell your face you're happy. So come on, jump to your feet with me this morning. This song's called Sing to the Lord. We got rocking around. Hit it for me. Let's do it. Here we go.
We'll clap, clap, clap your hands, touch your feet and have a dance. Clap, clap, clap your hands, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, sing it again, you ready?
We'll clap, clap, clap your hands, touch your feet, have a dance. Clap, clap, clap your hands, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, here we go.
Sing to the Lord,
woo, woo,
to the Lord,
woo.
Everybody clap, clap, clap your hands, touch your feet, have a dance. Clap, clap, clap your hands, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, you ready to stamp your feet? You ready?
Well, stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, touch your knees and turn around. Stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, one more time, here we go.
Well, stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, touch your knees and turn around. Stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, here we go.
Sing to the Lord,
woo, woo,
to the Lord,
woo, woo,
to the Lord,
woo, woo,
to the Lord. Everybody stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, touch your knees and turn around. Stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, you got to jump off of this one. You ready?
We'll jump up, touch the ground, wave your hands up all around. Jump up, touch the ground, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, one more time, come on now.
We'll jump up, touch the ground, wave your hands up all around. Jump up, touch the ground, let's sing to the Lord.
All right, keep it all you got.
Sing to the Lord,
woo, woo,
to the Lord,
woo.
Everybody jump up, touch the ground, wave your hands up all around. Jump up, touch the ground, let's sing to the Lord. Well, let's sing, let's sing, let's sing to the Lord.
Hey, give yourself a big clap this morning.
You can have a seat. Great job. Tell the person next to you that was terrible. You really... You haven't got any better since he was here last time. So fun. You know, from up here, one of the most quite humorous things is I can see there's a whole bunch of people sitting there. They're wrestling. They're going, I really want to dance, but my body refuses to participate. My dad is one of those guys. I'm just like, it's okay. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, and he will help lift you up with your bad dancing. You know, the Bible says that we're to sing and dance before the Lord. Did you know that? You know, it didn't say that if you're an extrovert, you will sing and dance before the Lord. It didn't say when things are going well, you should sing and dance before the Lord. It didn't say when all, you know, the cupcakes are in order and everything looks beautiful and rosy and the finances are great and everyone's in health and everything's wonderful, then you praise the Lord. No, it says we're to sing, we're to wake up and say, this is the day the Lord has made and I will rejoice. Everyone say, I will. Not I might, not I could. I will choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Do you know why? Because I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says the devil is a thief and he comes to steal the good plans that God has for you today. What does he want to do? He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your peace. And guess what? If you're doing what the word says, the Bible says, cling tightly, hold unswervingly to the word, to the profession of your hope. If you are holding tightly to something, nobody can take it off you. Amen? If you are holding tightly to something, nobody can easily rip it off you. You cannot steal my wallet from me when I'm holding on to it for dear life. Just like this, the Bible says Satan's a thief. He comes to steal. He's a roaring lion seeking those who he can rob from. But if you cling tightly to God's promises, if you cling tightly and say, well, hang on a second, I'm not having the best day, but Jesus said that I should rejoice in this day and that his joy will be my strength. So I'm going to hold tightly to that and I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction of having a grumpy look on my face. I'm going to smile and rejoice and give him the worst day ever. And I woke up this morning and I didn't feel amazing, but do you know what I did? I laid in my bed because I read this guy called Smith Wigglesworth. Have you ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth before? He's an amazing evangelist, you know, a mighty man of God. And he said, I used to get up in the morning and dance before the Lord for 10 minutes. Now, he was a hardened British plumber. Just imagine your local plumber getting up and dancing in their room for 10 minutes saying, praise be the Lord. Why would a man's man, dance before the Lord? Because he had a revelation of how good God is. He had a revelation the kingdom of God is like a seed. It doesn't seem like much to praise God when you don't feel like it, but he understands that when you do it, it births God's word and his truth in your heart, and it grows to become an all-consuming fire. And when you hold on to your joy and no one can steal it, guess what? You'll never have a bad day ever again. Amen? But who's up that? That's up to us. Kids, did you know that no bully at school can steal your joy? No bully at school can steal your peace. They might be mean. They might be rude. No boss can give you a bad day. Only you can choose to give away your joy. Only you can choose to not value the truth of God's word and give it away. And I want to encourage you today, say no more to giving it away, but hold tightly to his word. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song. The song's called Free. It's one of my favorite songs. I know the kids at Oxley, if you come here, you'll definitely know the song. If you don't know it, you'll remember it from last time because it's the one with the bad dancing. It goes, hold on, hold on. What are you running from? Why am I giving away my joy? Hang on a minute. Slow down, slow down. You remember this one, the wiggle the hips one? That's the one that you had nightmares about it for 3 weeks after. Slow down, slow down. You got to take your old mindset. Take those old thoughts now. Get rid of it because you've been set free. What sets us free? What would possess me, a fully grown man? Well, some days I don't feel like it, but you know, 35, fully grown man, what would possess me to dance and shout before the Lord when everything seems to be going wrong? I'll tell you what, his perfect love for me. The revelation of his love for me sets me free from what I see. Kids, do you know what will set you apart from everyone else? Is knowing and believing how much Jesus loves you and acting by faith on it. So we're going to do this song. The chorus goes, jump up, turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. You don't have to wiggle your hips, dads, okay? I'm just hamming it up. And you got to shout, I'm free. Can you shout, I'm free? And we shout it by faith. Because did you know, before the walls of Jericho came down, what did they do? They shouted by faith. And the walls came down. The walls didn't come down, then they shouted. What did they do first? They shouted by faith. And do you know, Honor? You got to shout, I'm free in Jesus' name from this oppression. I'm free from this depression. I'm free from this bondage. I'm free from this fear in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. And I want to encourage you in that this morning. So come on, get on your feet this morning with me. And here's what we're going to do. I know that some of you dancing in public is torture still. So here's what we're going to do. Kids, I'm going to look for the very, very best and worst adult dancer to give away a prize and the very, very best kid dancer, all right? So come on, turn to the person next to you and say, let's rock this place. This song's called Free. Let's do it together. Free. Let's do it. All right, put your hands together with me. Great work, LMC.
The Lord is my light, He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear?
You got it.
The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid?
All right, you ready for it?
So hold on, hold on. What am I running from? Hold on, hold on.
Proud of you guys up the back.
We slow down, slow down. Gotta take your thoughts now, 'cause you have been set free. Everybody jump, go, jump up. So turn around and sing with me. Whoa. Oh, 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 I'm free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Yeah.
All right, put your hands together.
The Lord is my light, He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be
All right, Pastor Andy, you ready?
So hold on, hold on.
You got it.
What are you running from? Hold on, hold on.
Grandparents, I'm proud of you guys. Come on.
Slow down, slow down. Gotta take your thoughts now. Why? 'Cause you have been set free. His love sets free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free.
All right, put your hands together. If you love Jesus, make some noise. One, two, three. Come on. Woo!
Here we go, everybody now. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna shine, shine His light. I'm gonna be all that Jesus.
All right, sing it with me. Hold on, you ready?
Sing it. Hold on, hold on. What are you running from? Hold on, hold on. Everybody slow it down, slow down, slow down. You gotta take your thoughts now, 'cause you have been set free. Everybody jump, go, jump up. So turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, so turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free.
Give Jesus a great praise this morning. We're free. Amen. You can have a seat where you are. Woo! LMC, you guys are getting better. The anointing is kicking in and you're dancing better. I'd say there's a couple of teenage boys up the back. You guys were on fire. We're going to see you with me on Australia's Got No Talent all together. It'll be great. Oh, so many amazing people rocking, dancing. I tell you what. This sure beats religion. I meet so many people as I travel, and their opinion, they're like, oh, well, you know, I just don't believe it. I talked with two people yesterday, one at the park and one we were looking at houses. And both of them not believe in God, don't believe in the, well, they're not against God. They just, it's not for me. I'm like, why not? I just asked.
I'm not a biblical scholar. I've never been to Bible college. All I've done is read this word and believe it. And I'm still working on believing it. I'm not all there yet. But what I've seen in my life has demonstrated to me that this, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, is real. His words are true. They are trustworthy. And the Bible says, no one, everyone say, no one who trusts in the Lord will be put to shame. It doesn't mean you won't be embarrassed. It doesn't mean you won't be made fun of. It means put to shame by meaning God's word won't work for you if you believe it. The problem is most of the time we just, one way of putting it is mentally ascend with it. We agree with it, but if you believe something, you'll act by faith on it. Like, let me give you an example. If you believe that the speed limit is 60, you will stick to the speed limit. If you think the speed limit is 60, you may acknowledge it, but then you may drive 80 kilometers an hour because you have a Ferrari and you can. But when the policeman drives past and pulls you over for a ticket, you'll be like, why, God? Why? I believed it was 60. Yes, you did, but you didn't act on it. You mentally ascended. You acknowledged that it's 60, but your life didn't. You had faith, but no works. You had faith, but no corresponding action. Your belief system and the way you live and speak and talk didn't line up with what you believe, and therefore you have nothing to show for it. And that's what happens. We end up on a spiritual roundabout, going round and round in circles, going, I'm just believing God. But we refuse to get off the roundabout and go, now I believed and I'm going to act on God's word. I'm going to open my mouth and boldly declare. That's why I said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Most people will do this. Oh, I'm just praying for God for me things to get better. I'm just praying for God for things to get better. We'll pray. And then start by faith declaring it. Praise God, things are getting better. Thank you, Jesus, that you love me. Thank you, God, you're working all things together for my good. You only need to know four scriptures. I don't even know the whole Bible. I've been stuck in John 14 for about a year. I just can't get through it all because I can't get it all in my head. I've got to get it in my heart because the kingdom of God is like a seed. And I know that if I plant it, if I really plant it, because here's what happens. I want to plant it, and then when nothing's happened yet, guess what I want to do? I want to pull it out, and then I end up on the spiritual roundabout going round in circles, which is fun for a while, but then it gets boring. Then it gets dizzy, and you're like, please, God, I want to get off this roundabout. And the way we get off is by believing God's word, and then having the courage. It takes courage to act on God's word. Amen? And I was talking to these guys. I got distracted. Talking to these two guys yesterday. Two different people. One believes in God. Hey, I found a chupa chup. Thank you, Jesus. All right. That was not from Jesus. Okay, just clarifying. That was just on the floor. And I was talking to these guys. They don't believe. And I chatted about and I said, and they're like, well, you know, I grew up in this and gave me all their reasons why. And, you know, God really loves them. Do you believe God loves everybody? He does. God really loves people that believe and don't believe. That's okay. And I was chatting with them and I said, well, listen, you see that restaurant over there? They said, yes, the one particular gentleman. You see that restaurant? I said, that is my favorite burger place. I go in there, I give it 5 stars on my app, on my rating. I give it 5 stars. It's amazing. But I go in there and guess what? The pickled duck doesn't have a 5-star rating. It has a 4-star rating because a couple of people put a 1-star rating on it. I'm like, who would give it 1 star? It's amazing. I say, well, I'll tell you who would. Somebody that walked in and they ordered a burger and out came the wrong burger. Or maybe their burger took 40 minutes to come. And so they walked away and they were like, oh, 1 star. I'm like, the only difference in us, in our belief system of that is our experience. And I said, oh, I'm just concerned, sir, that you've made a decision based on your experience with people rather than Jesus. And I said, is it possible that you've made your mind up based on what you encountered with a church or with people or what someone did to you and not actually found out what Jesus had to say? And they both looked at me as though I hit them in the face with a wet fish because they know I'm right. And I want to encourage you today, we can have confidence in God's love for us. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song. And this song I'm going to do with just the kids, because I can see some of the adults are, just give them a minute, all right? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the song. It's called A Dance Like You Mean It. And it's a great fun song. And it says this, whoa, oh, love has taken over. And this song's about when God's love takes over our heart, we'll begin to believe it. We'll begin to be more confident. It's got lots of actions, and adults, I mean, you can join in it. You could try to keep up. If you wanted to save your gym member, if you own a gym, go find the Christian gym owner. If there's no Christian gym owners, then, you know, just try and keep up with these actions in your seat. So kids, get on your feet. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten to give out the prizes. I picked my three people. This song's called Dance Like You Mean It. We're going to rock it. I dare you kids to try and keep up with this 35-year-old young ninja machine. All right, are you ready? All right, here we go. Put your hands together. Come on. We go hop, hop. Coco pop, keep on hopping, don't stop. Star jumps, whoopee doo, everybody scream. Woo! Pump, pump, pump your fist, turn around, shake your hips. Jump, jump, up and down, lift his name, make it loud. Dance like you mean it, you're not defeated. Give him a shout of praise, everybody running, ready? Run, cause you're free, yeah. You let us see that, you gave it all away. Why'd we give it away? You ready? To believe his love, here we go. Dance, yeah, like you mean it. Move, yeah, yeah, you're not defeated. Shout, yeah, yeah, cause you're free. And your love has taken over me. Your love has taken over me. We go shine, shine, shine your light. Let the world see his light. High fives in the air, everybody scream. Yeah, march, march, up and down. Move your body to the sound. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus be your confidence. Dance like you mean it. You're not defeated. Give him a shout of praise. Everybody running, you ready? You run cause you're free, yeah. You let us see that. You gave it all away. To believe his love. Everybody dance now. Dance, yeah, like you mean it. Move, yeah, yeah. You're undefeated. Shout, yeah, yeah. Because you're free. And your love has taken over me. Your love has taken over me. All right, get your hands together. Come on, LMC, help me out this morning. All right, we're going to sing it. Whoa, here we go. Whoa, love is taking over. Whoa, your love is taking over. Whoa, love is taking over. All right, come on, sing it out, everybody. Here we go. Whoa, love is taking over. Whoa, your love is taking over. Whoa, love is taking over. All right, get it up, hands in the air. We clap. Awesome job. Get ready to run. You ready? Everybody run. Run, cause you're free, yeah. You let us see that. You gave it all away. You ready? Here we go. We're gonna dance. Dance, yeah, like you mean it. Move, yeah, yeah. You're undefeated. Shout, yeah, yeah. Because you're free and your love has taken over me. What? Your love has taken over me. Come on, give them a big clap this morning. Great job, kiddos. You can relax. Isn't it awesome? It doesn't say because your awesomeness has set you free. It didn't say because your bank account reached 10 million, it set you free. It didn't say because you got a promotion, you got set free. It didn't say because you got healed, you got set free. It didn't say because the pastor called you by name, you got set free. It says his love, you believing his love, set you free. The Bible says this. In the book of Galatians, it says that faith, the faith of God, this is how it works. It works by love. Not by how much God loves you. God has loved you before you were in your mother's womb. God loves you. There's nothing he won't do for you. I honestly believe there's nothing godly that he will not do for you. But the Bible says faith works by love. What does that mean? It means by how much you believe God loves you. Listen to me carefully. your ability to walk out what Jesus said you can do, your ability to see the dreams God put in your heart, sir, the dreams God put in your heart, ma'am, is not determined by how much God wants to do. God, the Bible says, the things that he has already prepared for you to do. God is not in heaven going, oh boy, what are we going to do with your life? Gee, Jesus, I don't know. What are we going to do with Sean? That guy's crazy. He's 35 dancing around. He still hasn't grown up. What are we going to do with him? Oh, I don't know. My days were written in his book before the world began. Your days written out. All the plans he has for you, says the Lord. Psalm says, all the goodness he has laid up. What does laid up mean? It means ready to go for you. So how do we get it? How do we understand God's plan? How do we have the boldness? Here's how. Faith worketh by love, not by how much God loves you, by how much you believe, sir. By how much, kids, you believe that God loves you. Listen to this. If you believe that God loves you so much, if you believe there's nothing God won't do for you, you have come into the place where your faith will work for you. When you believe there's nothing God won't do for you, listen to me carefully. That is when you start to act like a son, like a daughter. Because I tell you, my 6-year-old son and my 4-year-old daughter believe there is nothing their daddy won't do for them. Daddy, I want to go to McDonald's and I want to go now. If they didn't believe I would do it, they wouldn't ask. If they didn't believe I could, we were looking at houses. Daddy, I like this one. You should buy this one. I think I want this one. Right? Childlike faith. What is the childlike faith? He dares to believe his daddy, I love my children so much, he believes I can afford anything. And you know what? I'm glad he does. Because praise God, I have an unlimited God. If God is limited, you and I are in big trouble. If God is limited, you and I are in very big trouble. But I want to tell you, there is nothing God can't do. And to those who believe his love, you will come into this beautiful, spacious place of knowing. I want to show you a little song up on the screen in a minute. It's called My Friend Joe. And it's a true story about a phase in my life where I had to learn to trust in God's way of doing things. I had to realize the kingdom of God is like a seed. It doesn't seem like much. It seems illogical. But inside of that seed, teenagers, listen to me carefully. You're about to step into one of the greatest challenging times of your life, and it's going to be this. It's because many of you have not made your mind up in your heart about what you believe about God. We mentally ascend to the fact God's real. You can mentally ascend to the fact Jesus is real, but you'll stay on that spiritual roundabout all your teenage life. And so long as you're on that roundabout, you will go nowhere. You will not see God's goodness in your life. You will not see him use you until you make up your mind to, by faith, dare to trust his word. Dare to trust his word. Without faith, you can't please God. It's not because God's mean. Faith just means this. Your ability's got nothing to do with it. That's all God's trying to get you to. Kids, God is trying to get you to, this is why as adults, we're like, I'll just work harder. Instead of saying, God, I'll just trust you more. God, I'll just trust you more. God, I'll just trust. Kids are like, Daddy, if you can't lift something, do you just stand there all day trying to do it? Or do you go get mum? Mum, dad, sister, come now. Whereas as adults, we're like, I'll be fine. I'll do it myself. Ah, there goes my back. Ah, there goes my leg. Ah. Because we just love to trust ourselves. It's our sinful nature. And God wants to bring us into this beautiful place. And this is a true story called My Friend Joe. And I want to show it to you now. It's on one of my latest DVDs. And I know it will bless your heart. And it talked about the struggle I had with learning to trust God's way. So sit back, check it out. It goes like this.
Awesome. name is Joe. He picks on me wherever I go. This kid Joe drives me insane. He steals my lunch and never gets the blame. So tell me, what do you say when someone's not being real nice? Tell me, do I have to turn my cheek? Should I start a fight? Tell me now, does it really matter the words that I say? Well, the Lord says to love old Joe and pray. Well, that's in Luke 6, verse 27 and 8. This kid Joe, he's a tad bit mean. He likes to come and lick my ice cream. He flushes my head down the toilet drain. He pushes me around and he calls me names. So tell me, what do you say when someone's not being real nice? Tell me, do I have to turn my cheek or should I start a fight? Tell me now, does it really matter the words that I say? Verse 27 and 8. Well, I read that verse in Luke 6:28 about loving your enemies like your mates. But I don't think that a God's meant Joe, cause if he did, he would have squashed him like a toad. So tell me, what do you say when someone's not being real nice? Tell me, do I have to turn my cheek? Should I start a fight? Tell me now, does it really matter the words that I say? Well, the Lord says to love old Joe and pray, cause that's what Jesus would do and what he'd say. You gotta love your enemies, bless them all and pray. Well, that's in Luke 6, verse 27 and 8.
Awesome. Did you hear what I called that song? I called it My Friend Joe. Did Joe act very friendly to me? Did he act very friendly to me? Yet I called the song My Friend Joe because the Bible says, love your enemies. Whoa. If I love someone, wouldn't you call them your friend? I'm just saying. Wouldn't you? If you said, I really love that person, would you say that you're your friend? I think so. I think that's a fair statement. Yet sometimes in life, we are so ruled by what it looks like and how it seems like. We're so ruled by our senses that we're like Thomas. Unless I put my fingers in your side, I will not believe. That's what Thomas said. I will not believe unless I can put my fingers in your side. And do you know what? Jesus said, Thomas, you have only believed because you've seen, but blessed, even more favor and grace and mercy and peace be upon those who believe having not seen with their eyes. Jesus was amazing. He mastered. This is why the Bible talks about living by the Spirit. If you've never understood what that means, it means by this. God, when you give your life to Jesus Christ and surrender that He is Lord, Lord, I want you to come and be the Lord of my life. The Bible says that God puts His Spirit inside of you, giving you a new nature, but you're still stuck with your old way of thinking. And the Bible talks about the old man and the new man. Everyone say the old man and the new man. And some people would say it's your conscience, but the Bible talks about the Spirit of God coming alive in you. And every day you wake up, you get to choose who will rule your life. Will the old man who's ruled by what it looks like, or will the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit inside of you, rule? And here's how you can tell. God's ways, what is the fruit of the Spirit? Has anyone ever heard the fruit of the Spirit? If you're ever thinking, I don't know what to do. What should I do? This guy fired me. This happened. This bad thing happened in our life. They were mean to me. What do I do? How do I know the voice of God? Well, the Bible says in Galatians, it talks to us about what God's Spirit is like. What is some of the fruit of the Spirit? Who can tell me? What's one of them? Oh, you can tell me all of them? All right, I'll give you a prize. I'll give you this chupa chup if you can tell me all of them. That is amazing. Give that kid a clap. That is awesome. I tell you what, I'm going to do better than that for you. I'm going to give you a chupa chup, and I am going to give you... Have you ever heard of Superbook before? Who's heard of Superbook? Anyone heard of Superbook? If you've got kids and you don't have the Superbook app on your iPad or your phone, do me a favor, go home and download it. It is amazing. You can watch the first two seasons for free. I'm not sponsored by them. They give me no money. They've just blessed my kids, taught my kids the word. And some of the guys from Disney came over to the Christian Broadcast Network and they put this together. I went to the US, saw them, met them. They're amazing people. It's called Superbook. If you got to, don't assure your memory will remember it. Write it in your phone, Superbook, and download it. You, this is for you. A chupa chup to watch to suck while you have Superbook. Good work, man. Awesome. God's nature. And so I want to encourage you, God's nature is always love. God's ways is always forgiveness. But I don't feel like forgiving. That's right. That's the old you. That's okay. That's normal. But God wants you to trust in his new nature. This is what it means to be born again, to have the old nature gone and the new nature ruled by Christ. Here's what I want to do. I want to give you one last thought from Mark 11:24. You know, we were talking today about the spiritual roundabout. And about how you can mentally ascend to the Bible. You can mentally, like the speed limit. Ah, yes, I see that it's 60. Yep, I agree. The sign says it's 60. But then you don't live your life like it. I believe that God loves me. But then you live your life full of depression and fear and doubt and worry and anxiety. I'm not denying its reality. I'm not denying the feeling. I'm not denying the doctor report. I'm not denying any of it. I understand that it's real. What I'm saying is God, the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word shall remain, which means everything in the natural can pass away, die, fall away, but God's word is higher. God's word is more powerful. And until you decide to believe that, teenager, you will go through all the same stuff. That's why people say, well, wait till your kids become teenagers. If you've been saying that, I want to challenge you to stop and have faith in God's word and say, my children will be taught by the Lord and great shall be the peace of them. My children will live and not die. My children are wise. My children have the spirit and the mind of Christ. They make wise choices. I declare my children are filled with the love of God. I want to encourage you, death and life in the power of your tongue. And this is what I want to challenge you with this morning. You know, this is a verse that causes much controversy in the body of Christ. But I didn't make these words up. Jesus said it. Everyone say, Jesus said it. Kids, I want you to watch this. This could be the most important thing you ever hear in your life. Listen carefully. Jesus said, when you're praying, this is how you should pray. Most assuredly, I tell you. Who's talking? Jesus. This is not Sean. He says, whatsoever things you desire. Now, let's say, what does that mean? Well, if you're married and you ask for another man's wife, I want to tell you God's not going to answer that prayer. Because it doesn't line up with God's way of doing things. So whatsoever things you desire, if you can find it in the Word of God, you can trust God for it. If it's promised to you in the Word of God, then you can pray it and believe it. If it's healing, if it's ability to pay, if it's ability to be able to have peace, joy, whatever it is, if you find it in here, you can believe it. Look at this. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Everyone say, when you pray. When you pray. This is the greatest thing the Lord has taught me. Changed my life. Changed the results I saw in my life. He says, believe that you receive and you shall have. Notice he didn't say, keep praying and asking God for that same thing until you see it happen. What did he say? Believe that you receive it. Meaning when you pray to God and you say, Father, your word says, the joy of the Lord will be my strength. Right now, I feel depressed, but I speak to that depression in the name of Jesus. I command it to go, and I believe right now that you have heard me, and that you love me and that I receive what I've asked of you. And from this moment on, I will act like I'm filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. And you go on and you thank God. Every time that feeling of depression comes back, you don't sit and pray again. Oh, dear God, just in case you were hard of hearing, just in case I've done something wrong. That's called performance-based Christianity, and it will destroy you. You will never be good enough to get God to answer your prayer. It's by grace that you have been saved. And I want to encourage you one simple thing this morning. When you pray, think before you pray and believe that you receive when you pray. And then thank God. Kids, when you pray, believe you receive what you ask. God, this kid at school is bullying me. I just pray right now that I speak to him and I ask that God, you would reveal your love to him and that he would stop. Jesus, I thank you heard me. I thank you love me. And I praise you right now that this boy is going to stop picking on me in Jesus' name. Thank you for the strength in my heart to keep loving you and being strong. Amen. And you go and thank God. And you thank him every day. No matter what you see, you thank him. Everyone say, just thank him. I want to tell you, the devil wants to hide this from you. And I tell you, you can pray to God all your life. Listen to me carefully. I've done it. You go round the roundabout. Oh, dear God, please help them. Please start to believe it. Until you begin to say, I believe, I receive it now. It's mine. I have the joy of the Lord. I don't care what I feel. His word says, when you pray, believe you receive, and you might have. You could have. If you're good enough, you can have. If you prayed enough, you can have. You shall have. Again, did I say this? No. Who said this? Jesus. So can we trust it? Yes, we can. I want to dare you this week. Have faith in the words of Jesus. Have faith in his love. Believe you receive when you pray and thank God for the result. LMC, I want to encourage you to bow your head with me as we close this morning. We're going to do one last thing this morning. If you're visiting here today, maybe this is your first time in church. Maybe you've been to church a lot. Maybe you've gone through a tough time. Maybe you just know your life is not right with Jesus. Maybe you've never made the quality decision to say, Jesus, I need to trust in you. I have sinned, I've fallen short, and I know my life is not right with you. Then here's what I want to do. I want to take just one moment and give you an opportunity this morning to receive Jesus. There's no prize, there's no reward except for the fact the Bible promises that God will come and make his home in your heart, put his spirit inside of you and help you and give you a new nature and new desires to want to live for him. And if that's you, you say, Sean, I know I need to get my life right with Jesus. I'm going to count to three. And while no one's looking, just raise your hand. I'd love to pray with you. I'm not going to call you down the front, not going to embarrass you. I'd just love to pray with you. If that's you, on the count of three, just raise your hand. You ready? One, two, three. Would there be anyone here this morning? You'd say, that's me, Sean. Please include me in that prayer. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what we're going to do. Would you bow your head? We're going to pray. Father, thank you this morning for your word. Thank you for your truth in your life. I thank you for every precious family, every child, every married couple, every single here today. Father, I ask that you reveal your love to them more and more. Open the eyes of their heart to see, to believe, and to act upon your word. I thank you for the goodness you have for them, and I declare today blessing and favor and grace and peace over every person, over every family here as they go, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I want to say thank you for having me this morning. Couple of things. Ma'am up the back with the black top and the white frill thing, you were fantastic, and I actually recognize who you are now, and I can see why you're awesome. You're married to an amazing man. I'm going to please come and see me at the table afterwards. You can come and grab something for your family. And over here, you in the pink and white top, you were fantastic this morning. I loved your joy. I love your face. Come and see me at the table over there. You can come and grab something as well. I want to show you one last thing. Rena and I have a parenting ministry called Winning with Kids. It's free. We put it up on Facebook, on Instagram every Wednesday. I know some of you already follow it. If you don't, I want to encourage you to check it out, to follow that link on Facebook, Instagram, just to be encouragement to you. We got some books and videos and stuff coming out in the next few months that I know will really encourage you to walk in God's goodness in your parenting. God bless LMC. I'm going to hand back over to Pastor Graham, who's going to finish us this morning.